Chapter 10. In the Forest.
The forest near the castle was quiet. Under the huge moon, nothing moved. The forest animals slept. Suddenly there was a noise, something running. A fox. The animals woke up. The noise was loud. A hungry wolf. The animals were agitated. They wanted to hide. Too late. A figure came out into the moonlight. It was a boy. He stopped running, exhausted. The animals were happy. There was no danger. But there was a terrible smell. The boy also noticed the smell.
Yuck! Now I remember. The castle toilets were over the moat.
It was Matt. He wasn't dead, but he was very dirty and very smelly. The smell confirmed it wasn't a dream. He and Linda were in the Middle Ages.
Linda,
Matt thought, worried.
I hope she's okay, but I can't do anything now. Tomorrow, I'll go to the castle and try to explain. Explain what? That we come from the future? The computer!
Matt remembered the strange white light from the computer.
Mr. Wells' computer! That's why he was so nervous. This was his idea.
Matt was very angry with Mr. Wells, but now the computer was more important.
We need it if we want to return to the future. It must be in the castle. I have to help Linda and then find the computer.
Matt stood up with determination, but he felt tired.
I'll sleep until morning, then I'll go to the castle.
He looked around for a place to sleep, but suddenly he had a strange sensation. He felt someone watching him.
Who's there?
He asked nervously. No one answered.
I know someone is there,
he said, angry now. A small deer appeared through the trees. It looked curiously at Matt.
It was you,
Matt whispered, smiling. Then something flew by his ear. An arrow hit a tree near the deer and the animal ran away. Matt turned and in the darkness saw the figure of a boy.
Hey, you!
He shouted, but the figure started to run. Matt ran faster and he caught the boy. The boy was terrified and stammered,
Don't kill me. I'm sorry. We're starving.
I don't want to kill you,
said Matt.
Are you from the castle?
Asked the boy. He was a little older than Matt.
No.
Matt thought for a moment.
I'm a pilgrim from the north.
The boy smiled. He didn't have many teeth.
In the village, we're very poor. Life was better before. Lord Duxbury was good and strong, but he went on the Crusades. His brother became the Lord, but a bad knight, Blackheart, killed him. Now Blackheart is our Lord. We work all day on the land, but he takes our crops. We have little to eat. My father is dead. He was killed by Blackheart's men because he hunted in the Lord's forest. He wanted food for my brothers and sisters. I'm the oldest, so now I hunt at night.
He was very thin and had simple, dirty clothes. Matt was sorry for him. But then he looked at his clothes. They were covered in mud, or worse.
Pilgrim,
smiled the boy.
You can come to my home for the night. Are you hungry? I'm sorry I didn't catch the deer.
Thanks. You're very kind,
said Matt.
And Pilgrim,
continued the boy.
Tomorrow, you can have a bath in the pond. You smell.